Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Aisha, and welcome back to the Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm sorry if I haven't been on the air in a few weeks, but I've been having some, you know, personal things going on with the children, so I haven't been on, but I'm back. And today our topic is, what's the difference in black from, what's the difference in black, African-American blacks from our grandparents' era to now? So I've looked up, I've got some scenarios online from listverse.com 07. It has a few scenarios from 07 to 1957. So the first scenario is John and Mark gets into a fist fight after school. This is 1957. A crowd gathers. Mark wins. Johnny and Mark shake hands and end up as buddies. In 2007, police was called. SWAT team arrives. Arrests Johnny and Mark, charges them with assault. Both been expelled, and even though Johnny started it, nothing. Even though Johnny started it, nothing was done. That's the first scenario. Second scenario is Jack goes to quill hunting before school, pulls into school parking lot with a shotgun and shotgun rack. In 1957, vice principal comes out and look at Jack's shotgun, goes to his car and gets his shotgun to show Jack. 2007, school goes into lockdown, FBI is called, Jack is hauled off to jail and never sees his truck or gun again. Counselors call in for traumatized students and teachers. Jeffrey won't be still in class, disrupts other students. Jeffrey sent to office and given a good paddling by the principal, returns to class, sits still, and does not disrupt the class again. In 2007, Jeffrey, given huge doses of Ritalin, becomes a zombie, tested for ADD. School gets extra money from state because Jeffrey has a disability. So while I'm reading these different scenarios, I just wanted to chime in, letting you know what would have happened in 1957 if these scenarios happened. And then also, again, I'm showing what would happen in 07, which is in the 20th century. So as you can see, the two scenarios, they are very different. Back in the 1950s, things were more calmer back then. Now, in the 20th century, everything is so hyped up. Everything is so violent, so volatile. People take things out of proportion. And we just need to get back to those good old days. We need to get back to the 1950s where, you know, the women stay home and they cook and they clean and they take care of the children. And the man is the true provider. You know, he goes out, he gets that job, he brings home the money and, you know, allows the wife to do the things that she needs to do inside of the home. But, you know, he's the provider, he takes care of the family. And, you know, we don't have that nowadays. We have a miscommunication of our duties and what we're supposed to be doing. Another scenario I want to share with you guys, Billy breaks a window in his neighbor's car.
Billy breaks a window in his neighbor's car, and his dad gives him a whipping with his belt. In 1957, Billy is more careful next time, grows up normal, goes to college, becomes a successful businessman. In 2007, Billy's dad is arrested for child abuse. Billy removed to foster care and joins a gang. State psychologist tells Billy's sister that she remembers being abused herself, and their dad goes to prison. Billy's mom has an affair with the psychologist. So can you see how in 1957 everything was taken care of with just, you know, a paddling with the belt, but in 07 it's taking it out of proportion. It's very extreme. In the 20th century, we are very extremists. I mean, we are extreme people. And I just don't understand why we are the way we are. I don't understand why we're like that. Why we can't get back to being simple. Why we can't get back to our morals, get back to the core of who we are. You know, who we are far as rearing our children, watching our children, giving them chores to do, just making them responsible and not just saying, get out of my face and I don't feel like dealing with it and not having the time for our children. Because if we continue down this road, as you can see between the different scenarios, if we don't get a more grasp on what we're doing and how we're doing certain things and how we're just escalating everything and blowing everything out of proportion, it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. Another scenario is Mark gets a headache, takes some aspirin to school. In 1957, Mark shares aspirin with principal out on the smoking dock. 2007, police call. Mark is expelled from school for drug violations and a car search for drugs and weapons. Out of proportion. Pedro fails high school English. In 1957, Pedro goes to summer school, passes English, goes to college. 2007, Pedro calls is taken up by state newspaper articles, appear nationally, explaining that teaching English as a requirement for graduation is racist. ACLU files class action lawsuit against the state school system and Pedro's English teacher. English banned from core curriculum. Pedro given diploma anyway, but ends up mowing lawns for a living because he cannot speak English. Example of blowing things out of proportion, taking things too far. We are a people of extreme. We're just extremists. We are too extreme. And we need to learn how to handle ourselves, handle our children, and just handle situations where it does not need to be ran and told by everybody. You know, something happens to your child or something happens to you, you don't have to run to the first radio station. You don't have to go and tell your neighbor and tell this person and tell that and just blow it out of proportion. We need to really learn how to really handle ourselves and handle situations better. Johnny takes apart leftover firecrackers from 4th of July, puts them in a model airplane, paint bottle, blows up a red ant bed. 1957, ant dies. In 2007, BATF Homeland Security, FBI called. Johnny charged with domestic terrorism. FBI investigates parents, siblings removed from home, computers confiscated. Johnny's dad goes on a terror watch list and is never allowed to fly again. And there you go. I mean, I understand why nowadays things are blown out of proportion because we have a lot of terrorism going on and we have a lot of terrorists. And we done had people blowing up the mailboxes and people, you know, Columbine, you know, blowing up the school kids. And I get it. So any little thing is like everybody's on alert. I get it, but come on. We need to be rational, seriously. We seriously need to be rational about what's going on and what to blow out of proportion and what not to blow out of proportion. Johnny falls while running during recess and scrapes his knee. He is found crying by his teacher. Mary hugs him to comfort him. In 1957, in a short time, Johnny feels better and goes on playing. In 2007, Mary is accused for being a sexual predator, loses her job. She faces 3 years in prison. Johnny undergoes 5 years of therapy. Johnny's parents sue the school for negligence and the teacher for emotional trauma and wins both cases. Mary's jobless and in debt. Commits suicide by jumping off a tall building. When she lands, she hits a car and also damages a potted pot. The car's owner and the plant's owner sues Mary's estate for destruction of property. They both win. Thanks, Jeff, for the addition. So, you know, that goes to show that these times that we're living in, the 20th century, is a time of us to think rational. These times is a time to, we need to get back to the basics, like I was saying. We need to get back to the times when everything was just like the good old days. I mean, yes, we have to keep our people safe. I agree to that. Yes, we have to keep stay out on the lookout for, you know, terrorists and people that's going to hurt this country and hurt our fellow man. But we don't need to be up in an uproar at every given second. We don't need to be uptight. You know, people think of Americans as uptight people. We're uptight. We're always on alert. You know, Americans don't do this. Americans don't do that. They're very violent. They have so much stuff going on. But in turn, you know, we're just trying to be as safe as we can be in our own land, in our own country. You know, there's a lot of things that's going on in this world. And we want to keep our children safe. I understand that we have wars going on and, you know, people, we are hearing, I heard it from the grapevine that, you know, this country want to come over here and they want to bomb us and they want to do this and they want to do that to us. So we as Americans, we say, you know, let's get them before they get us. And this is where the overbearingness comes from. This is where the craziness comes from with our people, and we deal with all situations hyped up, so hyped up, so amped up, so we're just so much of a people that's on alert. We can't relax. We can't go on vacation because we're always worried about who's going to do something to us. We need to reestablish lines of communication with others. We need to, you know, go to our enemies and conform some kind of allyship with our enemies so we won't be so uptight, so we won't be looking over our shoulder. We need to get back to the basics of just learning how to exist in the in a world and not be so uptight. So I do believe that if we get back to the basics of who we are as a people and what we need to do to get back to those good old days and to those days where we sit back and we can have a good time and we can sip lemonade and not worry about these fundamental things, I think we will be more, I think we will be better as a people. I think we will be better as a country. And if we set the example, United States of America, if we set the example, then the other countries, the other states, the other cities, they, our enemies, will become our allies, and they will follow behind us and follow the ways that we are taking. Maybe they will start analyzing themselves and saying, okay, how can I make my country better? How can we make this country more profitable? How can we become more connected to our other brothers and sisters in a different land so we could all communicate and live in a better world without being so uptight, so judgmental, without being so overbearing, without being so scary? You know, I have a frame of mind that I'm going to get you before you get me. That's not a good way to be. How can we raise our kids in a world like this, full of chaos, anger, and just it's not good. It's so many things happening on in this world, so many wars, so many talks of wars. So many, you know, the kids are beating up on kids and rolling on. I want to roll on this one because he don't look like me, and I want to beat up on that one because, you know, he don't wear the kind of sneakers that I wear. Who cares? Why should we always be worried about what other people have and don't have? And because you don't have what I have, I want to beat you up, or I want to laugh at you and humiliate you for that. Why can't we just love our brothers and sisters as they are, understand their situation, and let's come together? Maybe we can help. Maybe I could do something for you. Maybe my family can hook up with your family, and something that your parents can't do, maybe my parents can help do. You know, we have to work together as a people. If we're going to live in this world together, we need to start working together, building each other up and not tearing each other down. That's what we got to get back to, building up our brothers and sisters. Don't matter what your race and background are. We are all the same. We are all the same. We all came from one person, and we all going back to that same person. Why hate me because I'm darker? Or why hate me because my hair is straight? Or why hate me because my hair is curly? Why hate me because I'm light-skinned? Why hate me because I'm white? Why hate me because I'm brown? Or because I'm of another descent? I sound different. I look different. You know, my parents are from Cambodia. Your parents is from Africa. Why can't we just get together, know our differences, learn our differences, learn our likes, learn our dislikes, and commingle together? This is why we have problems and we have the different issues that we have today. We need to get back to the basics of learning each other, loving each other, and commingling together. Well, guys, that is my time. I'll see you next time. Here tomorrow, same time, 12 o'clock. Have a good day. I love you all. Thanks for listening to my show and sticking by me. I will continue the blog, the talk radio show. I won't let you guys down. Thanks again. Bye.